Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil Kessel chatted with Jim Colony, and then we chat about that. Kessel, Colony, and various other people right here.
Since the Sestito-led Phil for President campaign kind of fizzled, are you looking forward to this trip to the White House even more than last year?
I mean, I don't know. I think it's the same. We were there last year. I don't know if I'll ever get to go back, it should be good.
Do they give you, what kind of a tour do you guys get, besides the obligatory photo op? Do you get a pretty good look at the place?
I don't think so. Not last year. We got to see a couple rooms. Obviously it's a pretty cool place. That was my first time being there.
And Obama he took a little stab at you last year. That was kind of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was good last year, and we had a good time there, and it was special.
Do you get nervous, Phil?
About what?
About being at the White House and what you're wearing.
No. I don't even know how to answer that. No.
Are you worried at all you're walking into a political environment, whether you like it or not?
Obviously, there's been issues, I'm not that political, so I think it's, most teams go, and it is what it is, right?
Can I ask a hockey question?
Yeah.
just to kind of change gears a little bit. The schedule is pretty top-heavy early on with some games against pretty good teams like the Blackhawks and Predators, now the Capitals and Tampa Bay. You kind of like that gauntlet?
I don't know. I mean, our schedule's been tough. I like to start the year. We won last year, and we played back-to-back open nights and, 3-4, and, it's a tough start, but, I thought we played well last game, and, we just got to move on from there.
What was the thing that got you guys back from the game in Chicago to almost completely turn it around the other way on Saturday?
Obviously, you never want to lose 10-1 anywhere. I think that's maybe my worst loss of my career.
At any level?
I don't even know. I mean, maybe in young days. I mean, 10-1 is a beating, right?
I think so.
We responded and, just moved past that one.
Follow us on Twitter, 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. No one else on this earth talks like Phil Kessel. Have you heard? You'd never mix him up with anyone else,
right?
The whole world. All right. One question that was asked, and I don't think it was by, it sounded like, was Jonathan Bumbuli in there?
Yeah, the one about being caught up in a political.
Correct.
Yes.
I thought I caught his voice. He says, are you worried about walking into a political environment? And for me, the answer can be, yes, I'm worried about that. But also, should you still go? And the answer also can be, well, yes. Because of the office, because you respect what the White House is, because the reverence for the whole place and the visit. So you don't have to choose one or the other. This gets back to the whole, it can be both. Do you understand that the president may try to politicize you? Well, yeah, that could happen. But should that negate you from going or wanting to go? No. I look at it as an invitation by the White House, not necessarily a man. And kind of that's where I am with this. When opinions come out, and they're going to come out, they're going to continue to come out today, and we'll see how it all plays out. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Penguins get politicized by the president.
I'm sure that may happen. But like you mentioned, it's an invite to the White House, an invite to D.C. You go, you do it as a team, it's a tradition, and you go ahead and visit and take it in for what it is. By not going, then they made the statement, and then they get wrapped up in the other way. So by going as a team and saying what they've been saying and staying true to that, everything else around them, again, shouldn't matter.
Well, plus they're visiting the White House, and they happen to be hosted by the guy who is currently living there.
Correct.
But you're visiting, it's the White House. You're not visiting a particular person. But that particular person will be there, And it's a photo op and a video. You call it a video op, even if it's fun. You know, it's just a brief little thing. It's supposed to be a feel-good thing.
The questions will come tomorrow, Jim. And what reaction do they have anticipated for if he does politicize them?
Well, like I said in the update, you know, a guy told me yesterday, he goes, you just don't know what he's going to say.
Meaning, guy on the team.
Yes. Meaning, and then there's a tweet this morning that the president just tweeted out. Rip the NFL. They get tax breaks and then they disrespect anthem, flag, and country. And if he sits there and says and uses the Penguins basically as a political prop, and there's a racial aspect to this as well, and there's going to be a bunch of white guys standing there, and this could be, you know, this could, that I'm just afraid of what's going to happen here.
They still should have gone. Like,
yes, I agree.
Because I think the Penguins are going to see the White House and not necessarily Donald Trump, but They are making themselves vulnerable. And again, they made the right decision, I think. But only if he doesn't have enough tact to not politicize them. You follow what I'm saying?
I would like to think that that there is. But he's I can't get inside the mind of our president. But I would imagine there are people who say, look, please don't use us as political pawns.
Isn't that Morehouse's role right here?
Yes.
With the people he knows in Washington, with the people that he's connected with in the White House?
The people he's connected with have about as far away from being connected with Donald Trump as you can get.
I understand that. But for me, that's his role.
Yes. Or Tom McMillan and whoever is involved at that level. But just because the president's advisors say they really don't want to be used politically here, you know, please just congratulate him on it. You know, do what you do. You have to congratulate him on a season. You know, like Obama had fun with Phil Kessel last year, that kind of stuff. And then just do it for what it is. I mean, that you win a championship, you earn a chance to visit the White House. And it's just, everybody just hopes that everybody connected with the Penguins, especially the players and coaches and people who are going to be standing up there during the presentation, just hope that it's kept it at that. And that politics don't get involved.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.